Over the next few weeks, the Baltimore City Police Department Consent Decree Monitor is hosting community engagement forums to develop a monitoring plan. WIPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi was at Frederick Douglass High School in West Baltimore last night for one such event. She says it didn't go quite as the monitors would have expected. And Dominique's on the line now. Dominique, what happened?
So the purpose of this forum was to have the leaders of the monitoring team first introduce themselves to the public at the event, explain their roles, give details about what they're required to do by the consent decree, and then also explain what they can't do as monitors. From there, the large auditorium would disperse into small group rooms to give individuals time and everyone time who is there to share the concerns. Those concerns, based off of what the consent decree mandates, would help the monitors write up this big plan. But going into individual classrooms really didn't sit right with many people last night because they were upset with kind of how the event was designed. Here's one clip.
How we can engage and interact with the police in our community so that another community isn't held hostage, another Freddie Gray isn't murdered.
Really, people in the audience wanted to hear from the monitors what they could do to better interact and protect themselves from the police department. This comes on the heels of Harlem Park investigation, where BPD homicide detective Sean Suter was murdered. And following that, an investigation around that neighborhood that blocked off with police tape for days with allegations of misconduct, stop and frisk by police on residents of that community.
Why do these community engagement forums matter to the monitoring team? Is it just so people can talk, or are they actually taking their concerns and suggestions into account?
For the monitoring team, these forums are vital because they want to gauge the opinions and concerns of the community and their current relationship with the police. I have read through about 40 pages of the 250-page consent decree, and throughout the document, there's a clear need for community involvement and input. This input will also be important when the monitoring team needs to write up 2 annual reports each year. The monitoring team's job can only be done really with the support of the community.
What concerns have residents been raising so far?
We've heard these concerns before, and we know them well. Transparency within the police department, addressing the history of race-based policing. Other concerns that we heard last night, one community member representing the residents with mental health and other physical disabilities mentioned how people she was representing needed to be included in the community forums and that outreach needed to be done to those communities to see how police department can better respond to those with mental health and other disabilities. Reverend William Ray of New Promised Land Fellowship Church wanted the monitoring team to connect with churches in Baltimore, and here's what he said.
For churches to come out and adopt a corner and renovate a vacant house that's in that neighborhood to be their safety house, where the church will be there to minister to the neighborhood.
I understand Reverend Ray also mentioned something about getting the media to interact with the youth.
Yeah, he said, you know, getting people like Jay-Z and Beyonce and other artists that can inspire youth to, you know, help with media campaigns to open dialogue between the youth, the community, and the police. So once people started raising their hands and stopped interrupting each other last night, really, the concerns and the worries really turned into constructive suggestions and ideas for the monitoring team to really work with.
So when can we expect to see the end result of these preliminary community engagement forums?
So within 90 days of the monitors being selected, so we're hoping this will be by January 5th, the monitors will be releasing their monitoring plan. They will also release their budget, an annual operating budget of approximately $1.4 million a year. The plan and the budget will be released on their website, bpdmonitor.com. They're hoping to get a Twitter and Facebook page in January once the district court judge signs off on it.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WIPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.